And good evening. Welcome to Martin Stadium. Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Old Sidelines, Marty Rogers. We are here at Martin Stadium tonight, our big Region 1 5A matchup, the biggest game of the year for our Vikings, a game where we'll finish either first or fourth, depending upon what happens here tonight and what happens up in Warner Robins with Colquitt and Northside. That game getting ready to kick off in about 30 minutes up there. Our Vikings out on the field, crimson jerseys and crimson pants, Warner Robins white jerseys, white pants, and those red demon numbers, those red demon hats. They're here tonight because they know without a win, they go home.
And that's what we've talked to Coach McPherson all this week. And you talk about finishing anywhere from first to fourth. That's not even in the thought process of these Vikings tonight. It is win, and you play at home. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter right now whether you're going to finish first in the region, finish second in the region. We can wish for a lot of things, but all we can take care of is winning this ball game here tonight. And Coach McPherson and his staff, that's what they have focused with these kids this week, is win, and we're home next week.
Absolutely, and as he told them, it's senior night, fellas. It is senior night, and do you want this to be the last time you take this field as a senior in a football game? Because if you lose, you've got to go on the road. So there's lots of things to play in tonight to make sure our guys are up and ready to play football against the Demons. The Demons 6-3 on the year. Our Vikings 8-1, 5-1 in the region. Warner Robins 4-2. And Bill, they've already proven they are a very deadly football team. Coach Mack said earlier in the year, he said, "I don't think that a team can run the table in Region 1-5A." His prophecy came true last Friday night when Warner Robins defeated Northside in McConnell Talbert.
And they did. And Warner Robins was trailing in that ballgame 20-0 as they went into the fourth quarter. And you wonder if Northside maybe lulled to sleep a little bit. We're 21-0 against our arch rival going into the fourth quarter. But Warner Robins, this is a team, I don't care what points you have on them, you cannot go to sleep on them because they will come back and score, and that's obvious as of last week where they scored 21 unanswered points to go on and win that ball game 21-20 over the Northside Eagles. And this is a dangerous team. I said to begin the season, I really thought, somebody asked me and kind of held me to, what do you think the finishing order is going to be for Region 1-5A? And that's before a ball game was ever played, and that was after the media day.
Right.
And I was very impressed with Coach Brian Way and all the things that he had to say about his kids returning and the quality of those kids coming back and the seniors, the size of his kids. I really felt like Lowndes would come in first. I think that Warner Robins was going to finish second, Northside finished third, and either Colquitt or Valdosta finish in the fourth spot. I'm not going to miss it by much, Wes.
Well, I had Lowndes number one, Warner Robins number two, and then I had Northside or Colquitt for that three and four spot, and with Valdosta in the third spot, and with Colquitt and Northside and Coffee competing for that fourth spot. So,
well, we're not going to miss it by much. Lowndes needs to come out tonight, take care of business, and that is the business across the field, and that's these guys in white with the red helmets.
And they have come to play because they know if they lose, they're going home. Their season is over. As Todd Holcomb said, hey, two of the best teams in the state, Valdosta or Warner Robins, will go home and not make the playoffs. And that just tells you how tough Region 1-5A is. This is the Crystal River Seafood Pregame Show here on the Lowndes High Football Radio Network, and we welcome in all our listeners tonight via the 99.5 Kicks Country and via the World Wide Web at www.thevikingvoice.com. Appreciate all your listeners being with us. I'm looking to see if we've seen I don't think Marty's made it back up yet, Bill.
Marty was rummaging for free food out at the tailgates.
Oh, hey, guys.
Wait a minute, I hear him.
Yes, I'm down here in the parking lot tailgate and having a good time while y'all are up there stuck in the press box.
Where are you?
I just left one tailgate, walking back towards the stadium now, but they're cooking chili and chicken. They've got all kinds of food out here. You know, I've got my little brother with me tonight, and we walked out of the stadium a few minutes ago, and he said, "Wow, all this for a high school game?"
It is. Now, last time you went out and went tailgating, you brought food back, so we're expecting the same.
Well, you know, it's kind of tough, though. I tried to put pockets, but it didn't really work. So I'll have to try to find something I can carry for you guys.
Marty, all right, well, that's fine.
Marty, what's the attitude and the atmosphere like out there in the parking lot?
Guys, it's very – can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's very festive out here. Everybody's excited. Of course, it's the last regular team. And I've talked to several. I've talked to Steve Parker, Robbie Dixon, several guys that are really pumped for this game. You know, there's a lot riding tonight. I know y'all were talking about it with the possible region championship. So they're having fun, but everybody knows that 8 o'clock, it's going to be business as usual.
It sure will be. Marty, be sure and bring Bill something back to eat.
There we go. Because you know we need food up here, me and Wes.
Well, I didn't say Wes. I said bring Bill something to eat. And if you bring Bill something, you better bring me something. That's all I can say.
See what I can drum up.
All right, well, we'll look for you out on the field here in a little while as I know you'll have an interview with Coach Brian Way, and then we'll have our spot with Coach Randy McPherson that we were able to talk to him earlier tonight. So, Marty, enjoy yourself. We'll see you in a few minutes down here on the field.
Yes, sir.
Bill, go ahead. Okay, we'll go ahead and take a two-minute break. You are listening to the Crystal River Seafood pregame show right here on the Lounge High Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. You are listening to Lounge High Football, the Crystal River Seafood pregame show, 99.5 Kicks Country.
Guys, I'm down here with Coach Way. Coach Way, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us. But Coach, you've had a great season so far. You came off a big win last week. Tell us a little bit about your season and how things have gone to this point.
Well, it's been fair. You know, we don't have the record we would have liked to have had. We feel like with two of those three losses, if we'd have played better, we'd probably won the football game. But that's football in this region. If you don't play well, you're not going to win. And but we got a good football team, and our kids have worked hard all year, and we're not real flashy, but our kids play hard, and they've done what we asked them to do.
Coach, you know, last week y'all had a big win. You're fighting for a playoff spot tonight. What does that mean to these kids? I'm sure they're ready to play, but has that changed your week in preparation or anything this week?
Well, I think it may, you know, whenever you beat Northside, who is our biggest rival, you know, that makes the next week a lot more enjoyable. But, you know, we've had a real good week of practice, and they're excited to come down here and play Lounge. And, of course, we have all the respect in the world for Coach McPherson and his staff and his team. Know what kind of job they do and what kind of team they have, but we're excited about the opportunity to come down here and compete. And like I said, we're fighting for our playoff lives, and we have been the last 3 weeks. So, I think we're going to be ready to play, and if we play well, I think it'll be a heck of a game.
Well, Coach, I know there's a lot of similarities between these two teams tonight. Y'all are very good up front, got a lot of talent spread around the field. Your defense is only giving up 8.4 points per game. If you could talk to us a little bit about your defense and who are some of the players to watch maybe on both sides of the ball.
Well, we played good defense all year, especially against the run. And we're led up front by two defensive tackles, Jeffrey Whitaker and Andrew Lawrence, and they're both very good players, both seniors. Our linebackers have played very well, led by Daniel Bruce and Rick Riggin. And our secondary has played better than we thought they would. And we played a lot of guys back there and had some injuries, but they've really settled in and done a good job. And then offensively, we're a senior offense, and our offensive line has blocked pretty well most of the year. Our running backs, we're kind of running back by committee. We roll about six guys in there, and they've all run the football very well for us. I think Jonathan Jackson's probably our leading rusher. We got two fullbacks that have about 500 yards rushing, and we try to spread it around with the three guys in the backfield, equal number of carries. So we've been pretty consistent, and just looking forward to tonight.
Coach, we are too. Thanks again for taking a few minutes to speak with
thank
us.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Nice to meet you. Appreciate it.
All righty, Marty Rogers. Marty, we thank you. If you want to send Rodney back up this way, we've got a roster you can use for Warner Robbins. We don't have any up here yet. But
I will. And, guys, also, I just wanted to let you know, I did speak there real quickly also with the umpire, so we'll be able to add a new wrinkle into the broadcast tonight.
You are the man.
Except we don't see any food.
Well, the chili didn't quite work out in my pocket. I was afraid that the ladies at the concession stand and the guys down there working so hard to sell the food might tackle me.
Marty.
So I snuck in the side door.
There's some brats down there on the grill that I know where they're at. Do I need to send you outside?
No.
I did bring Rodney tonight, and he loved to run errands.
All righty, we'll run him up here so we can get you a roster down here on the sidelines for you.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Well, this is the Crystal River Seafood pregame report. That was Coach Bob Way. We're going to go ahead and take another two-minute break. Come back and got some other things for you. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
We are back here at Martin Stadium. We are in the Crystal River Seafood pregame report, and we just got an updated score from up at McConnell-Talbert, and Northside leads early 7-0 over the Colquitt Packers.
Well, but I'm going to tell you, as a wise old man once told me, and Pop may be listening tonight, sitting there in his bedroom listening on the radio, as a wise old man once told me, as Pop said, the least most important thing in life is the score at halftime. So,
well, it's not even halftime. That's just the first score.
All righty. You heard from Coach Way earlier. I had a chance to sit down with Coach Mack and ask him his thoughts about tonight's game with the Warner Robins Red Demons. And here's what Coach Mack had to say on the Crystal River Seafood pregame report on the Coach's Corner. Coach Mack.
Coach Mack, we say it every year. We say it every game. But golly, it don't get any bigger than tonight's ball game with Warner Robins. Big game. Big game. Coach, I don't believe I can recall a time, especially since you've been here, I can't recall a time ever whenever we have the opportunity either to finish first or fourth, depending upon how we play and how other teams play throughout the region tonight.
Well, yeah, I don't remember it ever being like this, but it doesn't surprise me. You know, this region's very competitive, and, you know, the bottom line tonight, we need to win, we need to play well, and if we do, we're going to be right back here next week playing.
Well, we almost want to call you a prophet. You said at the beginning of the year, you did not believe there was a team in Region 1-5-A that could run the skid, run the table, and sure enough, there's not an undefeated team in the region.
It's a big game tonight. You know, we plan on playing better and harder than we've ever played. I mean, we've been talking about it all week. You know, we're playing for home field advantage.
Coach, Warner Robins, they run the wing tee like we do. They've got a new quarterback, somebody we haven't seen before. Tell us a little bit about what he looks like on film.
He's a good athlete. He's a good quarterback. Directs the offense well. I mean, they got a fine football team, Wes.
Their offensive line, we was looking at their offensive line, Coach, they got guys 6'2", 240, 5'10", 220, 6'1", 215, 5'10", 245. It seems like almost very similar to our offensive line, senior laden, and we know that's where the war is won, is in the trenches.
You're right. They're a very physical offensive line, too. They run the ball well, throw it good. So our defensively, you know, we're going to come out, have to play hard, play smart, and really play physical.
Coach, defensively, their old defense was they ran a 4-3, but now it seems like they're running more like a 5-3. Jeffrey Whitaker and Andrew Lorentzen. Whitaker 6'4", 300. The number 74 is 6'2", 265. And those guys they're bookend defensive tackles.
They are. They're big, physical. You know, like you said, it's one in the trenches, and our offensive lines, they got a challenge, you know, but our kids are competitors. You know, they like a challenge. They can't wait to get on the grass and compete with some big, fast kids.
And Warner Robins, a very good football team.
Very well coached, too. Coach Way and his staff, they do a fine job. We're actually very close with their staff.
Coach, how's practice been this week?
We've really had our best week of practice yet so far, bar none.
Everybody ready to play?
Ready to go.
Coach, good luck to you tonight, and we will see you too tonight at Loco's Grill and Pub to talk about another great Lions High victory.
If you will go ahead, Bill, give us our captains.
Captains for the Vikings, number 53, Michael Miller, the center. Number 56, Jordan Black. Number 73, Ed Christian. And number 17, Michael Copeland. Those are your senior captains for the Vikings. And across the way, we'll get some numbers here. As they turn around, we'll get you some. And they walk to the 50. Where's Marty? We need him out there at the 50 with us. There he is. At number 59
is Taylor Hines.
Number 1
is Jesse Fowler.
34
is Dominique Primus.
And 55
is Jeffrey Whitaker.
And
55, look at him, Bill. That is a youngin'.
That is a big, big boy out there. All right, the Vikings and the Demons make their way to midfield. The referee, let's turn it over to Marty here. Go ahead, Marty.
All right, guys, I'm down here with them. We're about to do the coin toss.
tonight is the award-winning Georgia 81st Air Force Junior ROTC, commanded by Captain Cadet Master Sergeant Cameron Gary.
And we're going to take a moment of silence as they do the invocation here at Martin Stadium.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this awesome night, God, and we thank you for this wonderful weather. Father, we pray that we can enjoy this time of fellowship with each other, and that everyone will stay safe and in good spirit throughout the game. And that the glory will be yours. We love you. Amen.
And we will have the national anthem. We'll stay right here as we honor our veterans here the week before Veterans Day. All right, let's turn that over to Marty.
All righty, Marty.
Take yourself, your opponent, and you can show us respect, too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with either team. We're going to try to let you handle it first. If not, I'll take care of it. We don't want that, all right? We have a penalty, and I got Captain Red or Captain White. Come to me. I'll explain what we got. If you need me to explain it again, I will. Once you make a decision, that's what we got to go with, okay? Porter, what's your call?
Hey. Head, he called heads.
Stop, look, listen. Here come those mighty, mighty Vikings.
Heads is the call. All right, that is a head. You've won the call. You won the fur. White won it. You guys want to receive? How you want to kick it? Way defending that ball. All right, stand over there with that guy facing. Red, line up right here with him.
There you go, guys. Looks like we will be receiving as Wonder Robbins won the toss, and they'd like to defer.
All right. Thank you, Marty. We'll take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll have the kickoff. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Crystal River Seafood Lounge Time pregame report right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Vikings line up, and they will receive. And game number 10 of the 2009 season about to kick off.
Floyd waiting on the whistle from the referee. There it is. He's got a foot, Bill. He puts his foot into it. Oh, a little squib kick. Boyaswell takes it at the 18. He's across the 20, flips, and he'll get maybe up to about the... So they're going to mark him down at the 25 because he's across the 20. He stutter stepped like maybe his toe got caught in the turf. And could not get his momentum going back again. So Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 25-yard line.
Yeah, the ball, he had to take it almost on a little stutter step. And when he did, he didn't get a chance to really get a good run and start. And I tell you, a great tackle by the Demons.
You hear that horn sounding in the background, folks, stand and point. They wanted to blow four times. Dylan Ford, four
times. All right, here we go.
All righty, Parker goes under center. And he drops back, looks, gives it to Tyler Hunter up the middle. He's across the 30 to 35, still on his feet, runs over one man. He's got a first down. No, there's a foot. They say the ball is on the ground. Let's see. They say the ball is on the ground.
And
referee, we fumble. Tyler Hunter from the 25. A 13-yard carry and then fumble, and whistle blows,
and
Hunter's down.
Tyler's going to stay down. He is calling for the trainer.
We fumble at our 38-yard line.
It was in the pile. Really couldn't see it from our vantage point here, but you saw all of the one arrived, all the white jerseys start pointing the other direction. And whatever happened, it just it caused him to drop the ball, that being Tyler Hunter.
Bill, we have an update from Warner Robins. Northside now, Northside last I heard was leading 14-0.
That's the last score I heard as well, 14-0. Warner Robins, or Northside, leads the Colquitt Packers. And I haven't seen...
Well, I'll tell you what, while Tyler is still down, and Bill gets the binoculars out, we'll go ahead and get some business out of the way. I want to say hello to Luann. Luann works for KFC. She is also a member of the Lowndes High Color Guard, Flag Corps, and what a great asset she is to Tim Harris and KFC there on 5 points. And you go through there, ask for Luann, and tell her you're a Viking fan and see what kind of extra special service you get. Also, Bill, people give you their name, and I went off and left a piece of paper at home that had a very nice lady's name on it. She works for the South Georgia Medical Center. She's one of the red ladies there that tell you where the patient's rooms are. And we had a nice little talk. She listens to our broadcast every Friday night, and I sure wish I hadn't left that piece of paper at home that had your name on it, but I wanted to say hello to you. Very nice and very helpful when I was at South Georgia Medical Center visiting Bobby Willis.
Tyler Hunter now up to, he's sitting up now. They were looking at the upper body, no legs, knees, or anything like that. And you hear the crowd now as they give him a round of applause, and he comes off. But now it's back to business as the Vikings now have turned the ball over on the Vikings side of the field, and it will be first down and 10 for the Warner Robins Red Demons at the 38-yard line. Let's see what our defense can do here.
Ball on the far hash mark. They send Quintavious Walker to the far side. Maurice Dudley, quarterback, wing T. They go under center. Chris mounted at wing back on our side. Takes a snap, gives it to the tailback up the middle. He's got 5, 6, 7 yards. And, Bill, they just run through a big hole as he picks up about 5 yards over right tackle.
Well, that big senior offensive line for the Demons, they can open up some holes. And they're going to be matched up a very good defensive line of our Vikings.
It is second and 5. The ball at the 34-yard line. Second, a long 6. Again, Walker goes to the far side. Dudley goes under center. Brian Stanton in the backfield. They give it to Stanton right up the middle. And Bill, he'll get to the 30-yard line.
It looks like there may be the 29 where the line judge moving in, and it will be the 29-yard line. But it'll bring up about 3rd and almost 3. It will be 3rd and 3. Vikings are giving up little holes, but they're really closing down when it comes to make the tackle and not giving them any extra yards.
We're in that 5-2 defense. Again, they send Walker to the far side. They put Chris Mallard in a slot to the far side. Dudley goes under center, tied into our side. Man in motion back towards us. Dudley takes the snap. Drops back to pass. Looking, he's got a lot of room. Throws for the first down out to the 25. Man still on his feet. Gets by one man, two. And it's touchdown, Warner Robins.
Little rollout bootleg. They find the wingback just coming out of the backfield. The Vikings not able to make the tackle. And the Warner Robins Red Demons strike first blood.
On a 32-yard touchdown pass from Dudley Moore to Quintavious Walker.
10:23 in the first quarter.
Kyle Floyd out to attempt the extra point. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 10:23 to go here in the first quarter, it's Warner Robins 7. Our Vikings nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, 10:23 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings trail 7-0. As Floyd gets set to kick off again. Ball is high, high, high kick. Braswell takes it at the 11. Comes right at the middle. That's across the 15, the 20, the 30. Still on his feet at the 35, the 40. Stumbles, cuts back, and they'll haul him down at the 50-yard line.
What a great return by Troy Braswell. Troy gets us that opportunity now at the 50-yard line. And the Vikings are in business as they'll go on the second offensive series.
10, 20, 30, 40. How about a 39-yard return by Troy Braswell? Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your, from right to left on your radio dial. Michael Miller brings the Sons of Thunder up over the ball. They're in a 5-3 defense. Order comes in. Moves to the far wing back. Bull Anderson at fullback. They give it to Order around the left side, looking for a hole. Cuts inside. He's across the 50. Ball on the ground, and Warner Robbins has recovered it.
Order this time now. He gets up limping. And it will be. Warner Robbins, it is their ball. Two offensive plays, two turnovers for the Vikings.
And they take over on their own 46-yard line.
They'll mark it right at the 45, Wes. Folks, we're just kind of in awe right now.
We're
stunned right now.
Ball on the near hash mark. Here come the Red Demons. Walker goes to the far side. Dudley goes under center. Butts at fullback. Put a man in motion. Give it to Butts up the middle. He's hit at the line. Bounces off one man, two. Jordan Black takes him to the ground after he picks up half a yard.
Jordan just dove in there and onto the back. Underneath there was, looks like Deion Crenshaw and James Mathis holding on to the ankles, and Jordan Black added the last hit to bring him down.
Second and 9.5 yards. 9:46 to go. Warner Robbins, second possession. Again, Walker goes to the far side. They bring Mallard near side. Moore in the shotgun. Mallard in motion. Take the snap, give it to Mallard on the end around, tries to cut inside, pass one man, two, still on his feet as he gets across the 50 into Viking territory down to about the 47-yard line.
He made a great move as he cut back inside. Telvin Smith was out there to meet him on the outside corner, but he made a great move, dove inside to pick up the 8 yards to bring up.
About a third, a yard and a half, the ball just inside our 47-yard line. They've got to get to the 45. Crowd comes to its feet. Moore now goes under center. Double tight end. Double tight end set for Warner Robbins. They take the ball, give it to Mallard. He's got the first down as he crosses the 45, and he'll get down to about the 44. I think they'll mark him at the 43.5-yard line.
Nothing real fancy from the Demons there. Just diving forward to pick up their first down. And now first down and 10. Warner Robbins has dominated so far here in the first quarter. They lead 7-0 over our Vikings after initial turnover on the opening play by our Vikings. And on the second series, we put it on the carpet again, and now Warner Robbins continues to drive.
Bill, this is only the second time this year we've trailed in a ball game. Moore goes under center, puts a man in motion. That's Walker to our side. Gives the counter around the left end. Got a hole. Big guy, the big guy, number 28. That is Jonathan Jackson, their stud running back. He gets the ball across the 40 down to the 37-yard line. Bill is going to be second and about four from there. 6-yard carry by Jonathan Jackson.
Well, right now, the offensive line of the Warner Robbins Red Demons are controlling the line of scrimmage. It's going to have to be up to these guys, Riyadh Moore, James Mathis, and Jordan Black, to get back there and disrupt this play.
Double tight end set again for Warner Robbins. They put Mallard in motion. They give it to number three right up the middle. I think he'll be close to the first down. That's Dominic Butts.
From Butts, where this line judge is, he is a half a yard short.
And it'll be third and about half a yard just inside.
Actually, a full yard, Wes. They're going to mark him right at the 35-yard line.
Yep, maybe a yard and a smidgen.
Third down. Let's
crowd
see what these Vikings do
feet.
Now. All right. The wind must blow. Swing those battle axes.
Again, double tight end set. Wing back to our side. Moore under center. Gives it to the tailback. He gets hit at the 40, but he'll fall forward for the first down, down to the 32-yard line.
And that'll be another first down for the Demons.
They ran right off right tackle, just what they needed to do, just enough. That lead back went through and cleaned out a linebacker. They get a first down to our 32.5-yard line. 7:06 to go here in the first period. Our Vikings trail 7-0. We've had the ball twice. We have fumbled twice on our first play.
Guys, I was going to tell you, Ord is down here jogging, running, doing some cutting. He's limping a little bit, but he's got his helmet on, and he's coming back up. It looks like he's trying to get back in the game.
See what you can find out about Tyler Hunter for us there, Marty. Two tight end set again. Wing back to our side. Moore keeps the ball. Rolls right, looking to pass. We got him. We hit him. Black has got him in the backfield. Black back to the 39-yard line.
And Jordan Black makes the first sack of the night for the Vikings. And that's a big loss, too. That's about a 7-yard loss on the sack.
And a back the ball back out to the 38.5-yard line. So it'll be second and about 16 from there. Good job by the senior. Good coverage, too, downfield by our defensive backs. Ball on the far hash mark. Wing back now on the visitor side of the field. Two backs in the backfield behind Moore. We're in a five-man front, two linebackers up tight. Moore gives the ball to the tailback.
Fullback.
Give it to the fullback, and the fullback gets about 2 yards. He'll be back to the 36. Bill, it'll be a third and 13 from there.
Good job by their quarterback. Big, good sleight of hand. Yeah, it's a lot of what we see from our quarterback as well, that little give to the fullback. Sometimes they pull it out. This time stays in the belly of the fullback. And the defensive line able to put him down. It is third and long now, about 1, 2, 3, 4.
Guys, Orta did make it back in on this play. He's back into the safety position.
All right.
All righty. Walker goes to the far side. Put Mallard in the slot. Wing back to our side. Doug Moore in the shotgun. Drops back to look. Foot pump. Throws out outside. The catch is made.
Short.
And he'll be short of the first down, Bill. No, they say he was out of bounds. The official comes down, says, nope, he was out of bounds. Incomplete. It'll be fourth and 13.
He was open. It was just a little underneath pass, underneath the zone defensive coverage.
Now, Bill, Kyle Floyd has the leg for this. Question is, he's backing up the punt. I don't trust him. I just don't trust
it. It's a long way. It's a big fake if you do it, so let's see.
Braswell back standing about our 8-yard line. High snap. Kicks it. Braswell lets the ball hit, and it will get into the end zone. They were trying to down it inside the 5, but Troy Braswell acted like he was going to make the catch, took off running, and it caused two defenders to slow up just enough for that ball to get into the end zone, and we'll take over first and 10 on our 20-yard line with 5:12 to go here in the first period.
Our Vikings trail 7-0 here. That they Warner Robins able to score on their first offensive series. Now our Vikings out for the offensive series. And let's see who goes out at Darnell Swopes now comes out at one of the wingback spots.
Swopes the wingback on our side. Troy Braswell far side. The Bull at fullback. They're in almost a seven-man line. Got a man in motion. Parker gives it to Anderson. He's across the 25, the 30, the 40, the 45, the 50, all the way down to their 44, 46-yard line. And, Bill, we didn't fumble the ball.
That's the first offensive series that we did not fumble the ball.
10, 20, 30, 33-yard rumble by Bull Anderson, and we didn't fumble the football.
Guys, he told me before he went on the field that he needed to make a play. It was right here. He wanted the ball when he went on that field, and he just made a big play for us.
Ball on the near hash mark. Parker goes under center. Man in motion. Again, gives it to Bull. He crosses the 45 down to about the 40-yard line. Give him 1, 2, 3, 4 yards on that carry. Be second and 6 from there.
Going back.
We'll give you up.
Go ahead, Marty.
I'm sorry, I was going to give you an update on Tyler. I had a chance to talk with him. Tyler is feeling fine. He's up. He's moving around. But he did lose the feeling for a second there on that play, on that first play of the game. So I think they're going to hold him out for precaution. But he's walking around and feeling fine.
Good.
Kerry Stanley in at wing back on the far side. Troy Braswell on their side. We're showing two tight ends. There's a snap. Parker rolls back, looking to pass. Look, surveys the field. Oh, he's got Braswell at the 35. The 30 gets a block. He's still on his feet down to inside the 20. Run him out of bounds at the 17-yard line.
Great catch by Troy Braswell. Cole's pass a little bit behind him, but in a great position, able to make the catch, and a great catch and run for Troy Braswell.
22-yard pass from Parker to Troy Braswell. The gunslinger doing it for us here tonight. 4:06 to go first quarter. We trail by 7, but he's got us in the red zone. Josh Clemens comes near side. Anderson at fullback, slopes back in at wingback. Almost a 7-man front for those Demons. Braswell in motion, gives it to Anderson, rumbles over the left side, still on his feet, cuts inside, touchdown Vikings!
Let's see you, Bull Anderson!
An 18-yard run by Bull Anderson.
Checking into the Viking lineup now, Jack Dalton and Judd Solomon.
I don't see Mr. Solomon sitting down here in front of us like he usually does. We swing that gate over. Waiting for All Reliable here to tie this thing up. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up. And it's good. And with 4:01 to go in the first period, it's Warner Robins 7, our Vikings 7. It's 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, 4:01 to go in the first quarter, and what we just witnessed right there was the battle of Bull Run and Bull One. Back deep to receive is number 2, Quintavious Walker. On the far side, Bill, looks like number 10, that is Mario Gutton. Gutton. Solomon, the ball on the far hash mark. All tied up here at Martin Stadium.
Score update from Warner Robins, 14-3. Northside still leads the Packers.
Waiting on the referee's whistle. There it is.
Solomon set to kick off.
Puts that foot into it. High end over end kick. Gutton will take it at the 4. Starts far side at the 10. Tries to come up, got a seam, and gets hit as he crosses the 15, and they'll knock him down at the 17-yard line. And Bill, in on that tackle, is number, first man off the bottom of the pile, is number 32.
Chris Curry, last week. Star Insurance Athlete of the week. There was some big hitting going on out there, Wes. Folks that are not here and just listening on the radio, we cannot do it justice because both teams are out here hitting as hard as they can hit. Saw a great hit right there on that kickoff return.
See what our defense can do here. They bring Ballard to the near side. Again, two tight ends. Moore under center, two backs in the backfield with him. Gives it to the fullback, and he gets to the 20-yard line, and that'll be a 2-yard carry. Second and 8 from there. We're inside. 4 minutes to go here in the first period. All tied up.
The offense now has fired up the defense. Telvin Smith is bringing his charges there on the defensive line, ready to play this ball game now. You see the fist pumps. Deion Crenshaw comes up off the bottom of the pile for the tackle.
Tied into our side. Strong side right. Bill, they've overloaded the right side. Dudley goes under center. Mallard in motion. They give it to the tailback. He gets hit. No! He gets hit as he gets to the line of scrimmage. And, boy, what a hit that was.
And I can't see who it was exactly. Looks like Orta coming up off the back. It is Geraldo Orta. He just put a helmet on him and dropped him cold right on the spot for a loss back to the original line of scrimmage.
Bill, I think that was actually Jordan got in there. The coaches were yelling at Jordan. I think he was the one that got the initial lick and or to clean it up, but Jordan made a great play just there.
Good eyes, Marty.
Lost 2 yards on the play, 3rd and 10. Again, they go down to back to that double tight end set. Moore keeps the ball, gives it to Ballard around the left side. He's got a hole as he goes around the right side, but the defense will run him out of bounds about 23-yard line.
They don't run him out. Matter of fact, I thought there was a fumble, but they're running the clock.
I checked on that, Bill. Even if you run him out of bounds, you don't stop the clock anymore.
Okay.
Not on a running play. So that will be 4th and 5. We send Braswell back to as a punt receiver, standing back about the 45.
Warner Robins huddles up like it would be an offensive play, and then they'll break in and the punter will step back.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay, referee says, wind that clock, let's go. Floyd back deep, standing inside the 10. We've got 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. He gets it away. Braswell on his own. Ball hits, picks it up at the 40, gets hit, and he'll go down.
And I think he had to pick that one up. Order was getting blocked down there, and I think the ball may have caught Order in the back, and Braswell had no choice. He couldn't let it roll. He had to take the chance and pick it up.
Well, he got hit at the 45, at the 40, and drove back to the 37-yard line. And that's where we'll take over.
This now the Vikings' third offensive series. We fumbled on the first play of both of the first two series.
Inside, 2 minutes to go here. The first period all tied up, seven apiece. Kenneth Durden comes near side. Chris Scurry at wing back far side. Anderson at fullback. 5 men up on the line of scrimmage. Poliker keeps it, looks back, starts to roll, gets chased out of the pocket, tucks the ball, he takes off the run. They grab him by the back of the jersey. Let's see what they're going to mark him down at.
He'll lose
about a half a yard.
Yeah, lose a little bit.
Moves the ball to the far side. He was looking to get that ball downfield and had to get outside the pocket.
And a good recognition right away. He saw the coverage was there, pulled it down, tried to check down. There was nobody else, and all he had left was the run. Second and 10 now for the Vikings.
Parker tied into our side. Cole Parker under center. Gives it again to Bull. What a hold. He's across the 40. The 45 cuts still on his feet as they fling him down at the 49-yard line of Warner Robins. It is the battle, I told you, of Bull Run.
And the Bull is running, that's for sure. And the holes, this offensive line, your sons of thunder, are opening the holes for that big fullback.
That trap is working to perfection right now.
Under a minute now left in the first quarter. We're tied 7-7. Vikings continue to drive here on their fourth offensive series.
First and 10 from the Warner Robins 49-yard line. Aaron Winston comes near side. Stanley, wing back. Braswell, the far side. Five-man line, three linebackers. Parker keeps it, drops back, looks. Says, I'll get the ball downfield, starts to get chased, gets away from one man, two. He'll get back just across the line of scrimmage, pick up about half a yard.
Great coverage downfield by the Warner Robins Demons. They had all of the backs covered, all of the wide receivers coming out of the backfield covered, and there was nothing else for Cole to do. Good protection from the offensive line.
Second and about 9.5. We're at 15, 16 seconds. I think they're going to let the clock run out. If they do, we will go. This will be the end of the first period. And we're looking at the clock, and they will.
Are going to let it.
And at the end of the first quarter, it's our Vikings 7, Warner Robins 7. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers. It is 2nd and 9, the ball at the 49-yard line of Warner Robins. Parker goes under center. We've changed into the field. We're headed toward the south end zone. We've got Stanley in motion again. Give it to Bull. He's still on his feet. He's across the 45 down to about the 44-yard line. Bill, it'll be 3rd and about 5 from there. And I've got some scores for us real quickly. Coffee leads Tipton 10-0. It is 17-3, north side over Colquitt at halftime. Cook leads early 14-0. Fitzgerald 21, Thomasville 14, Miller 7, and Clinch nothing.
And now the Vikings face a third down situation, 3rd and 5 from the 44-yard line.
Showing two tight ends. They've got 7 men up on the line of scrimmage now on the counter, and the ball's on the ground, Bill. Ball's on the ground. And Warner Robins has recovered at our 44-yard line, at their 44-yard line.
Our wingbacks have had a huge, difficult time holding on to the ball tonight. That was Kerry Stanley that time. He went over to Cole Parker and was showing him he didn't have it quite in his belly. He had it on his hip. But again, Kerry Stanley not played that wingback position until tonight, really. So, again, it's a timing issue with your quarterback and your wingback. And they just haven't had that experience. It's 1st down and 10 now for the Demons.
And Dudley goes under center. He brings Walker to the near side in the wing tee. Got a man in motion. Gives it to the fullback. He's across the right side. He runs into a whole wall of Vikings, but not before he gets about 3, maybe 4 yards downfield.
Yeah, they're going to spot him at about 3 yards, moving right to the 49-yard line.
Maybe a gain of a yard. Tackle by no. 2nd and about six. The ball out to the 49-yard line.
And the tackle was made by number 32, Chris Scurry.
D.J. Thomas comes near side. Butts in the backfield along with Mallard. Moore, under center, stands up. He audibles. He doesn't like what he sees. Checks off. Goes back under center. Winner, five-man front. Got a man in motion towards us. Gives it to the fullback up the middle. A nice hole over the left side as he gets into our territory down at the 47-yard line. Bill, it'll be third and eight from there.
Yeah, he just dove through the line. Instead of keeping his feet, which if he had, he might have picked up a few more yards, but it's going to put him short of the first down. It'll be third and a long two for the Demons.
Ball almost on the far hash mark. Demons going from right to left on your radio dial. All tied up 7-7 with 10 minutes to go here in the half. Thomas comes near side. Tied into the far side. Nope, double. No, tied into the far side. Moore goes under center. Takes a snap, gives it to the tailback, and he has the first down as he crosses the 45, gets down to the 43-yard line. We had him stopped initially, but his second effort got him the first down.
And again, you're right. That's number 28. Jonathan Jackson just lowered his head, shoulder, and just went right on through the line, and he picked up the yards he needed for the first down.
First and 10 on our 42-yard line. Moore splits his receivers. He goes into the shotgun. He's got twins to the right, single man to the left. Now to put a man in motion towards us. Get it to the man in motion, looking for a hole, and he gets hit. Oh, what a hit by the Terminator as he crossed the 40 and nailed him at the 39.
Telvin saw that one coming. He was just waiting on that hit. Folks, I said it. There is a lot of hitting going on in this ball game. 7-7. It's a tie ball game here. 9:16 left in the second quarter. And Warner Robbins now has a second and eight on the Viking 40-yard line.
He picked up 2 yards, but those were two of the hardest yards he'll ever get. Again, they bring Butts. Thomas to the near side. Put Butts in motion. Out to the far side. Moore, again, gives it number 28, Jackson. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and
George
he'll
Black.
Get absolutely nowhere. And again, it is number 56, the senior, Jordan Black.
Jordan Black, that'll be a tackle for a loss. That'll move him back. It's third down and nine now for the Demons. And let's see what they got now in their arsenal with the Demons have on a third and nine.
Center up over the ball. Turns around and says something to the quarterback. Moore is in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. Wing back, that's number five, Hubbard, just off our side. Drops back to look. There comes a pass rush. He starts to run. We got him and run him out of bounds. At the side, over on the sideline, right at the original line of scrimmage.
And Telvin Smith will run him out of bounds. I look over there, Wes. The down marker and the yard markers, they need to drop those when they come out to the side like
well,
that.
Well, when I pulled chains at Georgia and you saw those big guys coming at you, you did. You dropped them and got out of the way.
That'll bring up fourth down now for the Demons. And back deep for our Vikings, number 29, Troy Braswell.
8:09 to go here in the half. Vikings all tied up 7-7. And Floyd will go back deep to punt. We've got Braswell standing just inside our 10. Floyd standing at the Warner Robins 45. Six-man rush. We're not even coming after it. Nice line kick to Braswell. Takes it at the nine. Comes straight up the field. Cuts away from one man, two. Hit and goes down. Bill at the 14-yard line.
That's a good play by Troy Braswell. He caught it, picked up 4 yards, got us in a good position. If he had let that one go over his head, I'm afraid that one was going to be downed inside the 10. Good coverage by the Demons.
Demons in a five, sometimes in a five-man front, six, seven, depending upon their scheme that's been called.
Great defensive stand that last one by our Vikings.
Parker brings the Vikings back out on the line of scrimmage. Aaron Winston at wide out on our side. Swopes back in at wing back on the near side.
Order at a wide receiver along with Aaron Winston.
Parker goes under center. Five-man front, six now. For Warner Robins, we give it to Swopes around the left side. Trips as he crosses the line of scrimmage. He'll get up to the 15. Maybe they'll mark him at the 15-yard line. So Bill will give him about not even a full yard.
Yeah, carry by Darnell Swopes that time. That's his first carry of the night.
Brian Moore brings the play in as the Terminator comes in also. Coming out is Clemens and number 19, Aaron Winston. Second and say 10. The ball at the 15-yard line. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Michael Miller brings the Sons of Thunder to the line of scrimmage. Six-man front for Warner Robbins. Two linebackers playing a little soft. We got a man in motion. That's Braswell. Give it to motion. Braswell right left side. He gets hit. Fights off a tackle. And that is number 43, Bill. That is Rickon, a junior linebacker, fall off a big block by Ed Christian to make the tackle, and we'll lose a couple of yards, Bill, back to the 14-yard line.
He really did. He did a great job, fought off the block, and was able to get around the corner and make the tackle on Troy Braswell. If he makes that block, stays on it, pushes him inside, Troy's got the sideline and probably picks up a good 10, 15 yards.
We send Aaron Winston to the far side, Clemens to the near side. We've gone to that little offset, wingback style. Parker under center, got a man in motion. Parker fakes, looks back, there comes a rush, throws downfield.
Oh!
Overthrows a wide open Troy Braswell at the 20-yard line, but he was under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, Cole was. He had to take it very quickly, make the throw really quick, and he just over the outstretched hands of Troy Braswell. Troy was all alone out on the left side of the field there. And we'll go into a punt formation. First time we've punted now in 2 weeks. Aaron Winston back to punt for the Vikings.
Standing about our one-yard line, and back deep is number 15, Jermaine Collins. The up man is D.J. Thomas. Winston gets the snap. Nice high kick off the side of his foot. Hit at the 40.
It hit him. Get on the ball. It hit the...
Let's see what happens here.
It hit a defensive...
No, there's...
I really thought it hit the back of a Warner Robins players. All of the fans did right in front of us.
Ball bounces down to the Warner Robins 42-yard line.
It'll be first down and 10 for the Demons at the 42-yard line. Their own 42.
They bring Walker near side. Send Ballard wing back to the far side. Moore under center, tied into the far side. Give it to the fullback right up the middle. And ho, ho, ho,
Crenshaw.
He just run into Deion Crenshaw and hit Christian, and they said, no, sir. The ball's out, and we've recovered it, Bill.
Turnabout is fair play. We put it on the ground three times. Now we get one of ours back, and that'll put the offense back out on the field. You see them rush out onto the field. The Viking offense fired up, ready for the chance to be back on the field.
Guys, it is crazy how things happen because that punt was right in front of us, and it really looked like it touched the Warner Robins player. And, of course, it's almost karma. The ball come right back to us like that.
It is.
All righty, first and 10 from the Warner Robins 44-yard line. Parker goes under center, tight end to the far side. Winston at wide out of the far side. They're in a five-man front. Braswell in motion. Gives it to Anderson across the left side. He gets hit by Whitaker as he crosses the 45 down to the 44, maybe the 43-yard line. Be about 2 yards. Whitaker is everybody's all-defensive lineman, all-state, all-region, one of the most highly recruited players in the state. Second, I'll give him a yard, second and 9. Ball in the middle of the field. Swope and Braswell at the wing backs. Parker catches the ball, gives it to Braswell in motion around the right side. Off one man, two, still on his feet at the 40, the 30. They crosses the 30, they pull him down. They won't get him down until he gets down to... There goes the flag. What happened? Troy Braswell got hit just as soon as he crossed the 45. Stayed on his feet, fought his way across the 40, into the 35, down to the 29. Personal foul.
And guys, they got a Warner Robins player. He was the ball from Troy, and he just kept trying a little too long and eventually slung Troy to the whistle. So they got him for the just then.
All right, for the late hit.
All right, that's a
little bit of late hit face mask.
Take it all the way down to the 14-yard line.
That's the first penalty.
The first penalty tonight.
On either team.
And Bill?
Timeout.
Warner Robins wants a timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. Score tied. Oh, okay, 30-second break. We'll take a 30-second break. Score all tied up 7-7 with 5:24 to go. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And back here at Martin Stadium, the Vikings and the Demons tied at 7. 5:24 left in the first half. Vikings driving inside the 20-yard line now. The Vikings first down and 10. Here you are with more play-by-play from the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. Parker goes under center. We got a man in motion. Gives it to Bull over the right side. Still got the ball. That it gets across the 15 down to about the 13-yard line.
They begin to key now on that fullback dive. Robert has had huge success tonight. He scored our only touchdown on an 18-yard run.
And it'll be second and 7. The ball at the 12-yard line. Or just inside the 13, I'm sorry, just inside the 13, near hash mark. Now just checks into the ball game as Paul Johnson. We've got Aaron Winston on this side. Swopes in the slot, along with Braswell in the slot on the far side. Braswell in motion. We give it to Braswell around the right side. Good block out there. Gets hit. No place to go. And Bill, that lead block was by number 65. That's Lane Grant. And he sealed a man, but Braswell wasn't able to cut back inside.
Well, that defensive line for the Demons does a fine job pursuing the ball. A lot of times what we face when that happens is only a couple of guys are really coming. We're able to seal them back down inside, and Troy's able to follow his lead blocker, normally Lane Grant, but just a great job by the defensive line of the Warner Robins Demons.
4:10 to go here in the half, and it's all tied up 7 apiece. Third and 10, the ball back at the 14-yard line. Parker goes under center. They're a five-man front. Keeps the ball, rolls left, gets hit immediately, and sacked back to the 25. And in on the tackle was number 50. That's Brian Briggs.
And that pushed us deep, maybe into a long field goal situation. Jed Solomon will come out.
Bill, they'll set it down probably about the 30. See what they're going to set it down at. It'll be about the...
Should be right at the 30. It's a 40-yard field goal.
Well, it'll 29.
So a 39-yard field goal attempt.
But the ball is right in the middle of the field. Cole Parker to hold. Jed Solomon gets his bearings. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it is good.
I see you, Jed Solomon.
A 39-yard field goal gives us a 10-7 lead with 3:07 to go here in the half. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. 3:07 to go in the half. Vikings lead 10-7 on a 39-yard field goal by Jed Solomon. Back deep is Collins and number 2, Quintavious Walker. Solomon checks his players, approaches the ball, puts that foot into it, high and over end kick, and Collins will take it at the 3. He's across the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. He's got a hole. We run him down as he crosses the 35 out to the 37-yard line. He got him a seam on this left side.
And Ken Durden able to make the tackle, but not before he made a great run back to the 35, almost the 36-yard line.
Oh, 10, 15, 20, 25. How about a 32-yard return by Collins?
All right, the wind takes to the field. The wind, our defense, with the power.
We're showing a five-man front. Moore goes under center with two tight ends. Got a man in motion. Gives it to the tailback, Jonathan Jackson, around the right side. Looking to go someplace. Gets hit by order as he crosses the 35 after he picked up 2 yards.
Real short gain. He tried to stretch it out. Orta there to hold him up, and Michael Copeland able to finish it off. Also in on the tackle, number 56, Jordan Black.
Well, Bill, he's got more than two. He got 4 yards out to the 40-yard line. So it will be second and about 6 from the 40-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Moore in the shotgun. Nope. Now he goes under center. Two tight ends. Takes a snap, gives to the fullback right up the middle, and he's close to the first down as he gets out to about the 45.
They're going
to
mark him, looks like, right on the 45.
It'll be about third and half a yard short, and Warner Robbins has a player down, and he's out there by himself. That is Jonathan Jackson. He's had an injured ankle.
Yeah, number 28.
And he may have just twisted it again. He was out there by himself and tripped on the turf. 2:06 to go here in the half. And Vikings lead 10-7 here on senior night.
They will mark it just short of a first down, Wes. It'll be third and about half the length of a football. But right now they're attending to Jonathan Jackson. They're about the other 40-yard line.
Bill, we have to win in order to play here next Friday night. No two ways about it. Warner Robbins has to win to stay in the playoffs. And last I heard, Northside was still taking care of business up in Warner Robbins. They're going to come out and measure this.
And I believe he's about a half the length of a football short.
And, yep. Mind everybody of the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub. Coach Mack and I will talk about this one and the upcoming game, but the upcoming first-round playoff game next Friday night.
All right. Jackson now off to the sidelines, and third and just inches for the Demons. Let's see what these two lines do here.
All righty, double tight ends. We stack seven up on the line of scrimmage. Moore goes under center. They put a man in motion. Give it to the fullback. He gets hit. Oh, he'll fall forward. His forward motion as he fell forward got him the first down, but only by about half a yard.
Yeah, he just did get over the side and able to get in. Ed Christian had checked in there on the defensive line. We had the biggest folks we could put out there. Now back in at the defensive ends, Brian Moore along with, can't tell if that, and it's Michael Copeland at the other defensive end.
Come on, ref, wind that clock. Them chains have been set for half an hour. Let's go. Whitaker comes near side. They send two men to far side. And Dudley in the shotgun drops back, looks, surveys the field. Throws over the middle. Whitaker's got the ball. We miss him. Our first man missed him. It's an 11-yard pass play down to the 47-yard line. It'll be a first 10. It was a good little slant in pass.
Yep.
And we missed him. We had our hands on him and just didn't miss him. Otherwise, it would have been a gain of about 9 yards.
Well, it looked like we had a chance to step in front of the pass in the first place. But nonetheless, it's first down and 10 now for the Demons on the Viking side of the field.
Two near side, one man far side. Again, he's in the shotgun. Gives it to his tailback. Well, what a big hole as he crosses the right side. Down to the 40, cuts across the 40, down to the 35-yard line. And Warner Robbins calls for time with a minute 18 to go. Vikings lead at 10-7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And we're back here at Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sideline, and the voice of the Vikings, Wes James, here to my right. It is a 10-7 ball game. The Vikings lead the Warner Robbins Red Demons with a minute 18 left in the first half, but Warner Robbins continues to drive.
Moore goes now under, Dudley goes under center. We go back to a five-man front. Tight end on the far side. Drops back, looks to pass. There comes a rush. Pass completed out to number 35. We'll run him out of bounds at the 25-yard line. He made the catch at the 30. We run him out of bounds at the 20.
We had everybody covered deep, but we did not cover the fullback coming back out of the backfield.
Brian Moore got his hands up, but he was able to get the ball past him. That's a first down to the 25-yard line. Whitaker comes near side. Ballard goes far side. They put Jonathan Jackson in the slot on the near side. Dudley in the shotgun. Gives it to the fullback. He's got a big hole as he crosses the right side. Fights his way down to about the 21-yard line. Clock now at 1 minute to go here in the half, and they're trying to get in field goal position. Second and four, the ball at the 21-yard line of our Vikings.
Warner Robbins still with one timeout left. Vikings have all three.
Blitzes receivers, Whitaker near side, Ballard far side, Jonathan Jackson in the slot. Dudley in the shotgun. Now he moves Jackson to the far side. We're in a five-man front. Coming off the corner with the blitz. Ball tipped up in the air. And that'll stop the clock with 36 seconds to go, but it'll be third and six.
Brian Moore with the tip. Those are the kinds of things we really wait on. Those tip balls, the tip drill gives that defense an opportunity. Just it tipped right into the middle of the field. No defenders there, so falls to the turf.
Third and six, the ball at our 21. 36 seconds to go here in the half.
Well, that's what we could use as a turnover.
We lead it 10-7. Crowd comes to their feet. Whitaker. Ballard near side. Moore in the shotgun. Jackson at wing back. No tight end. Drops back. Straight back. Looks. Throws. Catch made by Whitaker at the 15. And it'll be
short
of the first down, Bill.
And they'll take their last time out, Warner Robins will.
And we'll keep it right here. 26 seconds to go. Marty. Where you at, buddy?
There he is.
Right down here, right on the plate. Warner Robins just made a good catch right there. And I wasn't sure who made the tackle, but they really stepped up and saved us right there because they were about a yard short right here. So it's fourth and one for Warner Robins.
What about their kicker? I don't know what we've got. I mean, I don't know how good their kicker is. Anybody know?
He's an All-State kicker.
I've been told he's very, very good.
Well, 26 seconds. You wonder if they're going to try and go for it here. They don't have any timeouts left. That's their last timeout. If they do make the first down, they'll get the clock to stop enough to set the chains, and then they'll see. But it looks like they're going to go ahead and put the field goal kicker out there. Yep, the kicker comes out. He's got the tee.
He'll set it down on the 24. It'll be a 34-yard attempt from the right hash mark. That's Kyle Floyd.
Don't jump off sides.
Nope. We got a timeout. And let's see.
Vikings.
Timeout Vikings. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And we're back here at Martin Stadium where it is 10-7. The Vikings lead the Demons of Warner Robins, but they are attempting now a 34-yard field goal.
Center up over the ball. Floyd waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball and kicks up, and it is good. With 21 seconds to go, Warner Robins has tied it up 10-10.
Let's take another 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne. As Floyd gets set to kick off, back deep we have Kerry Stanley.
Yeah, but look
along
what
with
we're
Troy Braswell, along with number 46 on the far side, that's Matt Frazier.
Watch for something on sides or a squib. Yep.
It is high kick, and Winston takes it at the 25, the 30, gets hit, goes down. Spins, tries to still stay on his feet, and they say no, he goes down at the 31-yard line, 16 seconds.
In the half in a tie ball game, 10-10, and it is just everything we thought it would be, a war.
Absolutely. First and 10 from our 32.
Let's see what Coach McPherson dials up here in this huddle.
Swopes, Anderson, and Braswell.
Vikings still have two timeouts.
Tied into the far side. Five-man front. Almost a four-man front. They back a linebacker off. Braswell in motion gives it to Anderson across the left side. He'll get about a yard, and that will be the end of the first half. Our Vikings 10, it is Northside Warner Robins 10.
Nope, Warner Robins 10.
I'm sorry, Warner Robins 10. We go to halftime. We'll take a three-minute break. We'll be right back here on the lounge.
Hey, guys.
Hold on.
Guys, I'm here with Coach Mack. Coach Mack, tough first half. Vikings 10-10. What do you tell your team at halftime?
Well, we got to keep fighting. You know, we got to keep playing. We're playing well. We had to go through a couple injuries. We got to get it done.
Good luck, Coach.
All righty. We'll go to halftime. Here comes the Warner Robins Red Demons band out on the field. Vikings 10, Warner Robins Red Demons 10. We'll be back after this three-minute break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.